My name is Cassidy McCabe, and today I'm here with Emma Steed, a student at RPI. In anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragettes Festival, we'll be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day, and what sorts of social justice work can be done to move forward. Emma, would you be able to share what work you do?
Yeah, so currently I'm in my senior year of a computer science degree. So that's sort of the more technical aspect of what I'm interested in. The other side of me is really interested in art, so I'm in an a cappella group right now that I've been in for 3 years. I'm also really interested in visual art, so screen printing, embroidery, stuff like that.
All right. And is there anything happening right now that pertains to the work you do?
So I would say generally my work focuses on sort of personal issues or feelings I'm going through, but that in itself sometimes trends towards LGBT issues, you know, depending on the piece.
Is there anyone that inspires your work or introduced you to your work?
So both my mom and my maternal grandmother were also really interested in visual arts. So I've seen, you know, drawings my grandmother did decades and decades ago, as well as my mom's got embroidery around the house. She's really interested in sewing. So I would say that they definitely sort of inspired me. So I sort of try and draw on that background, as well as bring it into the more modern times. So embroidery is sort of seen as like an outdated art. Mm. So I'm trying to focus on how to make it fresh and modern and exciting.
That's really cool. In what ways would you say our social rights movements have changed in relation to the suffragette movement?
So I would say that social rights movements today give more thought to intersectionality. Mm. Whether or not they achieve that is another story. But I think, you know, especially with the civil rights movement, the LGBT rights movement, there's a lot more focus on, you know, oh, people don't exist in this bubble of being just one identity. Mm-hmm. You know, different aspects of their identities overlap, you know, and bring with that different hardships.
Would you consider yourself an activist?
I would say no, because I don't feel that I've done enough to earn that label. So I'm a non-binary lesbian, and so that's, in and of itself, is sort of a bit weird and, you know, not the norm. So I'd like to think that just in living my daily life, I am changing people's perceptions. But I don't know if I'd go so far as to call that being an activist.
Yeah. If you don't consider yourself an activist, how would you prefer to call yourself and the kind of work you do?
I don't know. I'm just being me, and I'm trying to live my life authentically. You know, I have a younger sister, and I'd like to sort of show her through my actions that, you know, you can do whatever you want. Don't let yourself be defined with, you know, don't let yourself be boxed in by labels.
Mm-hmm. I'm like that with my little sister too. One of the most iconic lines and one of my favorite lines she's ever said is one time my grandpa was giving her a hard time because she wanted to buy Vans or whatever. I don't know, shoes. But she wanted some really fancy sportsy shoes. And my grandpa was like, those are guys' shoes. And she's like, no, those are my shoes. What kind of work do that you think connects to the work of the suffragette movement?
So in 2017, members of my a cappella group, as well as the three others that are on RPI campus, performed Can't Keep Quiet at in a campus event. So the song is from an artist called Milk, and it became popular from the performance at the Women's March from around that time. So that's probably the most recent thing I've done. You know, sort of a focus on lifting women up and showing their voices. It ended up being a duet between me and another member of a different a cappella group, so.
If you were to nominate someone as a modern suffragette, who would you nominate and why?
Oh, so I've got two different people that I feel you know, fit this. So the first is Harnam Kaur, who's a pansexual woman with polycystic ovary syndrome. Mm. So the way that affects her personally is she has a very thick, full beard. Mm. And so she talks a lot about how when she was younger, she would do a lot to try and get rid of her beard, you know, waxing, shaving, stuff like that. And eventually she realized to not just accept that part of herself, but to unabashedly love that part of herself. So not only is she changing public perception, but she focuses a lot of her work on sort of self-acceptance and the inherent worth of individuals in just being themselves.
Mm-hmm. And what is polycystic ovary syndrome? What is that?
So it's a disease that affects a lot of women around, a lot of women that are like of childbearing age. Basically what it is your body makes more testosterone than it typically would. So it can cause obesity, increase in skin oiliness, hormonal acne, irregular periods, facial hair. So the particular person I mentioned, you know, has a lot of facial hair because of it. Oh, both of these people are on Instagram. So the other one is someone named Rain Dove. And they focus a lot on LGBT issues and, again, you know, just sort of unabashedly loving yourself and being yourself, as well as the inherent worth of individuals. Randolph does a lot of work with reaching out to communities that are generally very hostile towards LGBT people and sort of talking with them, just sitting down and having one-on-ones and trying to change perception that way. And it's interesting to see, you know, they'll share some of the DMs they get, and it's very interesting to see how people's perceptions can be changed by you sort of being the bigger person, so to speak. So they're always very polite, you know, even when people are calling them nasty things. And, you know, you see people come around and say, oh, hey, you know, sorry I was a jerk to you, you know.
Yeah. I feel like really it's just the face-to-face that really changes the way people talk to each other. If you talk to someone from family, like, if you talk to someone from some sort of LGBT hate group over, like Twitter posts or DMs, they're not going to talk to you the same way as if you were to bring them in and have like a one-on-one interview face-to-face or even like a Skype call. That changes everything.
Yeah.
So that's really cool that they do that kind of work.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Emma. And for more information on this upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit mediasanctuary.org and be sure to save the dates for our Summer Festival. We are launching with the 7th Annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. with featured artist, jazz legend Faye Victor and the Mutations for Justice. The festival and resource fair will then continue every Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. from July 16th through August 20th, and close with the 9th Annual Story Harvest Celebration on September 21st. Thank you for listening to this week's piece of The Spirit of the Suffragettes.